Gaz, the beat maker.
Living unapologetically.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode 2 of Unapologetically Living podcast. I'm picking back up with my first podcast, which was on moving with fear. Yes, moving with fear. That is relocating to a new city, a new state, a new region, or internationally. As promised, I know it's late. I said I was going to have a guest with me. This is no other than Miss Sharonda. She is a business owner, and she is also a relocation person that you can actually get a chance to listen to her story, and she's going to tell you how relocation was for her. You heard from me last week on how it was for me and my family. She's going to tell you about relocating from a different perspective, but we're going to get into who she is, her journey, her story. So help me welcome Lady Shen. I call her by her nickname, Lady Shen, but so help me welcome her. Hey, Shen, how are you?
Hi. Hey, everyone. As she already explained, my name is Sharonda, but everyone calls me Shen. I am a business owner. I have two businesses. One is called The Picky Pickle. You can follow me on IG. The other one, the information I'll give to Celie later on in this journey, but it's called Shades of Girl. It's more of a mentorship program for young girls and teens.
Okay, okay. Now, how can they find you with the picky pickles? I know people love pickles. Tell them about your journey with, how did you even get into making pickles?
I'm originally from St. Louis. That's one of the big things that we do back home is make flavored pickles.
Okay.
So when I relocated, I decided to bring it to the South.
Okay.
You know what? Some people knew about it, but
right,
it wasn't the same. So right, I decided to go ahead and push forward and do that. You can follow me on IG. It's called The Picky Pickles with the S at the end. Mm-hmm. Make sure that you put the S at the end, because it will follow someone else.
Okay.
And then if you want to place any orders, you can also DM me. The link is in the bio on my profile. My personal page is Sharonda_Joyce87. Okay. For more information about anything that I have coming up.
Okay, that sounds good. I'm going to get your links and everything. I'm going to put them so people can just click the link for you. That'll be easy. I'm going to do your promo for you this week.
Okay,
and then next thing we're going to talk about. Now, you said you're from St. Louis, the Midwest.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
You relocated to, now let them know, where did you relocate to and how long it's been?
So, like I said, I am from St. Louis, Missouri, born and raised, and I relocated about a year and a half ago to Houston, Texas. It was definitely a journey. Mm-hmm. It was one of the best decisions I have yet to make.
Okay.
It brought a lot of ups and downs, a lot of good lessons. It just brought about a change that was needed, basically.
Okay. Okay. And it has been a year?
It's been a year and about 6 or 7 months or so.
Okay. Okay. That is good. Good, good, good. Now, next thing is, what made you decide to relocate?
Ooh, long story short, I'm going to keep it short.
Okay.
I was going through a divorce. The divorce is not what made me want to move. It was part of the reason, but what really made me want to move is I've done everything in St. Louis. I've worked all the jobs. Mm-hmm. I had plenty, and it's not necessarily a good thing to say that I had plenty of jobs, and that's what I was getting tired of, just bouncing around from job to job, and I've worked everything pretty much, so I'm like, okay, I need to start changing the way I think. So going through the divorce, I was alone, pretty much by myself going through it, so I spent a lot of time meditating, praying, different things like that, and it led me to, you need to change your environment.
Okay.
So that's pretty much what led me to relocate.
Okay, now next question I'm gonna ask you, because I know I went through it when I moved. What did your family and friends say when you said you were leaving?
So my family is, we're not as close as we used to be. So I really didn't tell too much of my family. It was just more so my immediate family. I already have a sibling that was already here in Houston. And my mom, she came along with me. So that was pretty much my family right there. My dad, he was okay with the move. Church members, they were very supportive of me, you know, transitioning on to another state.
Okay, that's a good. So you did have good support, and you decided to move.
Yes, so I did have good support. I had some feedback. It was like, why do you want to move there? It's hot there. Oh, it floods mm-hmm. there. The hurricane, you know, mm-hmm. people are going to get in your ear. But okay. if you've already got confirmation from God, whoever it is that you pray to mm-hmm. or, you know, self, whatever it is, and you got that confirmation, do it. Don't mm-hmm. let nobody stop you. Mm-hmm. It's not worth it. You only get one life to live.
Right.
And can't nobody live it for you. Mm-hmm. So I just say, do what's best for you and your family.
I agree. Now, you mentioned your life has changed so much more better since you have relocated. Now, did you want to elaborate just on some of those changes that came with relocation that you don't get normally if you stay in your home state and go through the same patterns? You don't normally see that when you have to make a change like this.
I did have the same old routine back home, as far as going to work, going to family members' houses, friends' mm-hmm. houses. It was the same old routine. I did the same old thing. So the first thing I had to do was, when I got here, was be more open mm-hmm. to different things. There's maybe food, trying new clothing, new church, whatever the case may be. I had to make sure that my mind was open to receive all that I knew that I was worthy of getting. Yeah. So I had to change my mind frame, to change the way that I was thinking. And what I did was, I was like, okay, if I can come down here and mm-hmm. think like this, that means that I can actually do it. Mm-hmm. You know, so some of the good things happened was, I did find a pretty decent job. Mm-hmm. I opened up two businesses. Mm-hmm. I connected and networked with a lot of good people, such as Celie. Mm-hmm. So it definitely brought about a good change. Mm-hmm. And I'm really looking to see what else it has to offer me, because I've been in on the southwest side of Houston, and I just mm-hmm. know that it's so much more to see.
Right. Yeah. Houston is huge. Huge. Okay, that's good stuff. I totally agree with you. What do you recommend to someone that say that they're looking to relocate, but they're just nervous of what's the first step? Like, how do I even start the process of moving? What would you say to them?
One thing I would say is do your research on wherever it is that you're going. Mm-hmm. It's only so much research that you can do until you actually either go visit, or if you have the opportunity, or if you know someone that's in the city or state that you're trying to relocate to. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing is research the job market. If you're an entrepreneur, see who else is doing the same that you're doing. And it's all about research. Mm-hmm. And that's food. I'm telling you, it's a big difference with the food here. Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about this all the time. The Midwest and the South is totally mm-hmm. different. Totally. And I didn't research that. And I was like, okay. So once I got here, and I was like, okay, it's nothing for me to. So I had to start cooking more, you know. Right. So,
you know, in the Midwest, we have a lot of, I call them, like mom and pop type restaurants that you run into and get something quick and just and keep it moving. But they have more sit down, more family type restaurants than we do. We could go, and then in the Midwest, you got $10. You can run in, get you a whole meal, drink, and got change left over, and gone about your day. You know,
yes, ma'am.
It's not like that here.
Yes.
It's like they real. You got your food trucks. Yes. You know, then you got your restaurants, but still, you know, it's nothing like how we got those quick little inexpensive spots that you could just pop in real quick, and then they're open most of the night. And here, closed.
Yes.
So, yeah, we had to get used to that whole more of a how like a family Southern type where things close down at a certain time.
Right.
You know, yeah, you can't just pop in and get no whole meal at no 2 a.m. You know. So,
even the seasoning of the food, like even going into the grocery stores, they don't have the same thing. It's different. So I just say, make sure you do your research. Start connecting with people. They have different groups that you can like start connecting with different people to, so you won't be so alone when you get to a certain place of like, hey, well, at least I know this person, you know. So that's all I just say, do your research.
I agree. That's one of my big things, is do your research. Yeah. Do you think that it's more difficult to relocate single versus having a partner or having a family, having kids? I mean, would you tell anybody, no matter their situation, don't exit out. Don't exit out because you're single. Don't exit it out because you're even if you're married and you all don't have children. Don't exit out if you're married and you do got children. Does it matter your status?
To me, it does not matter your status. As I said before, I was coming down here. I was still married.
Okay.
You know, I was married for a whole year before I I was married a whole year or so when I got down here, and it was like, how am I going to come down here and start dating and different things like that? But my mind frame wasn't on that. Right, so it doesn't matter your status, if you have a family, if you are just coming by yourself, or if you came down here with somebody and you all didn't work out.
Right.
You know, you have to plan what's best for you, your current situation, and your family's current situation. So,
because you know, a lot of people feel like, I don't want to move because I'm single. You know, they feel like, I don't want to be in this big city or state, and I'm technically single. You know, whether you already know how the men are in the Midwest.
Yeah,
so you gotta learn the men in the South, you know.
And it's a difference, y'all.
And it is a difference, right? All my single girlfriends, they say it's a difference. Once you know we get past this season that we're in with this pandemic, I have to get all my single dating girlfriends together, because everybody has their own stories, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm gonna invite you to that where we be in person,
okay,
where you all can talk. And a lot of them are from different states too. Some of them are from the Midwest. And some of them are from other Southern states, but they all say that they do have want to express their experience of dating here in Texas and Louisiana.
Yeah.
And then, like you say, starting over, if you lived in another state and you know how those men are, and it's like, okay, well, I got to change my mindset when I come to the South because the men are different. So what I thought was dating there, which was considered the norm, may not be the norm here. So
it's definitely not. It's like night and day. You wouldn't even think. You'd be like, okay, why are you doing that? Why are you saying that? Or they may say that, are you a little girl aggressive? You know, where I'm from, I have to be a little bit more stern and aggressive with dating and different things like that. So It really doesn't matter what your status is. You know, you can come down here and find love. You can come down here and just be single. I love being single. I'm happy.
I'm
happy. Once you find out who you are, you're not going to worry about what's around you or who's next to you and things like that, because it's going to come naturally. You're going to have that natural feeling. And I'm okay with being single. I love being single right now. So
I know that's right. That's the best feeling in the world when you okay. When you okay with it, it's like either or.
Yes.
I'm not gonna rush this season of my life.
Yes.
Either or. I love it. That's
we Virgos, we be like, okay, you in my space now.
Right. Like, okay, now go on over there now.
Yes.
I'll call you when I wanna talk. Go on over there.
Yes, ma'am.
I, Yes, that means you're in a good season. That means you're in a good season where you're okay with where you at. That is good. Do you think that it's more difficult or challenging because we're from the Midwest, we're from the city climate, versus coming down here, we're in the southern climate, versus somebody that's moving, like, let's say when, you know, Louisiana comes over to Texas, it may be a little bit easier for them because they right next door.
Right.
Versus us, we're coming from, I talked about in my last podcast, was the different regions, where you have to understand the culture is different in different regions, and like Louisiana right next door, so they may understand some of the stuff that they do in Texas and vice versa if they go, we go over there. But when we coming from the Midwest, the culture is different. Like, I learned some stuff that I never ever knew about Texas or Louisiana, and it's like, where was this at my whole life that no one talked? Like, it's some stuff that we never knew in the Midwest that, like, the norm down here. I was like, you know, like, I give you an example. Like, you talked about food. Everyone knows about gumbo. People talk about gumbo. And we in the Midwest, we eat gumbo, but we cook it differently than they do here. Now, one thing that I learned that totally blew my mind, and it's like, who knew that? I didn't know that they put potato salad on top of gumbo.
No, ma'am, we put that on top of chicken.
Right. We eat chicken with potato salad.
Yes, barbecue chicken. Yeah, it's different. That's just like the fish, the fried fish, and the spaghetti.
Yes.
They believe that spaghetti is a whole meal. In the Midwest, we put fish and spaghetti together.
Yes.
So it's and it's so diverse here in Houston. Where you can, it's so many different things that you can try, but you got to be open to it. I'm not there yet, so
I'm not
open to trying a different type of food yet, because I'm still so used to my Midwest. I'm not there yet. Hopefully, I will get there to where I can experience.
But I understand you. I mean, you've still been a little over a year, so eventually. Yeah. Eventually get, especially when it's coming, so you're not going to be going back to St. Louis no time soon, these next couple of months. Because they predicting
a family, really, but no.
Yeah, and they predicting a really, really cold, snowy winter.
Yeah, that too, yes.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap up, but before we wrap up, I just want you to have time to two things. One thing is, if you just overall want to speak out to a male or a female that's wanting to relocate, just let them know, just from your heart, if relocation is something that's in their spirit, they've been looking at the different states, they've been researching, and they just need that confirmation that's like, I can do it, you know, that it's not something, you don't have to be rich. You don't have to, right, you don't have to wait to meet somebody and they invite you to come to that city or that state, that you can take control of your own future and say, hey, I'm going to get my stuff together, you know. What would you say to somebody that say, okay, I just need that confirmation that I don't have to wait around on, you know, somebody or something to happen for me to say, okay, I want to change in where I live?
What I would say is just do it.
Okay.
The longer that you sit and think about it, the more you're going to convince yourself not to do it.
Okay.
And then that's when people are going to start getting in your ear, because you're going to start asking people, do you think I should? No, just do it. Trust your instincts. Even if you get to the place that you're trying to go and it doesn't work out, it's okay to move somewhere else.
Right.
And it's okay that you move back home. Don't think of it as a failure. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because it's probably wasn't meant for you to be in that place at that time, or life just happens. Mm-hmm. It's so much that happened to my mom as far as her health goes. She was established in St. Louis, worked for the state of Missouri for 30 years, and she came here and things got a little bit more challenging for her, you know, as far as her health goes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that this was the wrong place for her to come.
Right.
Life just happens. It's not going to be easy. I came down here with $2,000 in my pocket.
Wow.
Maybe a little bit of less. But I made it work. Me and my mom, we got a place together, and then we transitioned. Within 6 months, I was in my own place, you know, because I stay focused on what you're trying to do, the goals that you're trying to do. And I just say, just do it. Do it. It's you get one life, one. And just imagine, I don't know if you are about religion or anything, just imagine once your life over, what is your obituary going to say?
Right. That's good. That's a good one.
You know what I'm saying? Or even, I don't know how life is after death, like, but can you say that you lived your best life? You really did everything. You lived your purpose. Once you find your purpose, do it, man. Do it. Yeah. And can't nobody take it from you, because it's yours.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Well, I thank you for taking time out of your day to chat with me and to let, you know, people know out there that relocation is possible, no matter your age, your status, I mean, your financial. If you want to do it, as she said, you can make it happen.
Yes.
I'm going to put your link. Remember to check her out, Picky. Pickles with the S on the end, as well as her mentoring program. We're going to get the links for that and list it. And also, we're going to have her back because we're going to be talking about relationships the next time around. We're going to talk about relationships. We're going to talk about dating. We're going to talk about dating after divorce or dating after long-term relationships, because long-term relationships can feel like a divorce too. Just without the courts involved. And also, we're going to talk about dating of the Midwest, or we could, shall we say, more city men, East Coast, West Coast, versus dating Southern men. And which is no preference to anyone that dates, you know, the same sex preference. That's still, you know, open as well. But as us being heterosexual women, this is why I tend to gear it towards women versus men. But however, if there are anyone that want to talk on from the same sex perspective, hit me up via email, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1@gmail.com. If you would like to be a guest on any topic, or you just want to give me some feedback and you want to give me new ideas, unapologeticallyfearless, the number 1@gmail.com. I will see you all a little bit later, because we're going to be upcoming talking about domestic violence, because October is Domestic Violence Month. So we will cover that later on this week. Again, as I always say, be yourself, unapologetically. Be yourself. Yes. Make memories, make your own opportunities in life, and live your best life. Until next time, I'm out.
Fearless is not the absence of fear. It's living life with fear, but jumping anyway, accomplishing your goals.